Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A clear and cool night across Israel, with mild temperatures in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect for an evening stroll if you're out and about. Now, here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, JNS reports that the U.S. has sent dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel. This comes as attacks across the Middle East intensify. Also, Ynet says earlier this hour that CENTCOM confirmed 2 U.S. troops were killed and 1 is missing following an Iranian attack in Jordan. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that 2 U.S. service members were killed and 1 is missing after an Iranian strike on a Jordanian base. Separately, according to Walla, the IDF is expanding its target bank and preparing for a possible Iranian attack. Officials in Jerusalem believe Iran will only attack Israel as a last resort. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. has admitted 2 American soldiers were killed in an Iranian missile strike on a base in Jordan. A soldier is still missing, and 4 others are injured. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that Iranian ballistic missiles reportedly struck the Kuwaiti Academy of Security earlier today. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator, wrote earlier today about the challenges of mob mentality, noting its failure to understand the First Amendment. AIPAC, an American pro-Israel lobby group, posted earlier today mourning the loss of U.S. soldiers who died defending against a regime hostile to America. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the U.S. sending refueling aircraft to Israel. According to JNS, this move is part of a broader strategy as tensions rise across the Middle East. CENTCOM has been conducting airstrikes on Iranian targets for 7 consecutive nights. This escalation underscores the growing complexity of regional security dynamics. Turning to the tragic loss of U.S. troops in Jordan, as reported by Ynet, Iranian missile and drone strikes led to the death of 2 American service members, with 1 still unaccounted for. This attack highlights the direct confrontation between the U.S. and Iranian forces, raising concerns about further escalation. Meanwhile, in similar news, the Jerusalem Post confirms the casualties and the missing status of another U.S. service member after the Iranian strike. The impact on military operations in the region is significant, with heightened alert levels expected. In another military development, Walla reports that the IDF is expanding its target bank. Israeli assessments suggest Iran may only attack Israel in extreme circumstances due to the expected severe response. This preparation reflects ongoing regional tensions and strategic calculations. Finally, Israel Hayom mentions the admission by U.S. officials of the casualties in Jordan. The missile strike on the Muwaffaq Salty base has prompted the review of security protocols. This incident could influence U.S. military postures in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business notes that Wall Street is anticipating important financial reports from chip giants. These reports will likely influence stock market direction significantly. Separately, CTEC reports that Instacart has acquired Israeli AI startup Arpalus. This acquisition aims to enhance real-time shelf intelligence in supermarkets, marking Instacart's first entry into the Israeli tech landscape. And finally, Globes reports that discussions between Rafael and Volkswagen continue despite opposition from Qatar. The talks focus on converting a Volkswagen plant in Germany to produce trucks for the Iron Dome. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.